This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the Blunt Object, presented by Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right. How come I don't hear me? That's my problem. I'm having setting problems here. Good evening. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Indeed it is. Check them out at Second Call to at AmmunitionDepot.com.
Okay. Yesterday I tried to make the internet better at my house, and they completely messed it up. But while I was gone, I went on ahead and, I took off in a time machine. I found the Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure time machine. And I took off to January 20th, 2025, when President Donald J. Trump is turning over his office to newly elected President-elect Mike Pence. Interesting time that was. No one noted the irony, the world having forgotten the global warming scam that so obsessed the liberals in the 2000s and the first part of the 2010s, while America fell apart on their watch. President Trump had aged noticeably, growing into a beloved figure among most Americans, but remaining an object of bitter scorn to others, mostly leftists furious at how he so shockingly snatched the future from their claws and left the Democratic Party a smoldering ruin. And he did it by keeping his promises. And the party of the left had, they weren't able to recover at all. How do you run against the first stretch of shared prosperity in decades, against renewed respect around the world, and against an America made great again? Well, don't. Instead, you run on a platform of cultural snobbery on the notion that a vote against Donald Trump and then Mike Pence was a virtue signal that you weren't one of them, one of the uncool, the unhip, the ones who prayed to God, fought in wars and built the lofts where snarky hipsters dwelled. Their Trump-voting parents back in Connecticut footing the rent, walking streets made safe by cops and firemen the elite did not deign to speak to. Their electoral routes made one liberal happy, the very aged Michael Dukakis. Now the commentators had to reach back to two-state loser Walter Mondale to find a comparable analogy when the latest Democrat sacrifice was dispatched. How did Donald Trump, who came into office with unfavorables in the 60s, go from generally despised to generally beloved? A very simple answer to that. He kept his promises. He understood what many of his critics never did, that his rise was less due to a cult of personality than the fact that voters were tired of being lied to. They wanted leaders who kept their promises, not ones who rolled into town right before the next election, said what they thought the citizens wanted to hear, and then returned home to Washington to serve not their constituents, but the interests of the elites. So Trump, like Reagan, reviled by the self-appointed intelligentsia that he ran circles around, made one guiding principle clear. He told his cabinet and the congressional Republican leadership, "My administration is going to keep its word, period."
Paul Ryan shifted uncomfortably in his seat. He knew his wonky preferred policy priorities were going to have to wait. Mitch McConnell sat stone-faced, a canny operator. He understood that if he again prioritized his treasured Senate traditions over support for the voters' policies, instead of adding seats in 2018, it would be a bloodbath. Mindful that the GOP Senate candidates who lost in 2016 were the ones who repudiated the GOP nominee, neither could shake the nagging thought of Donald Trump campaigning against Republicans who would not play ball. So they decided that they had better play ball. In the first 100 days, Trump focuses on demonstrating his commitment to seeing his promises to fruition by taking tangible action. He called for a special session of Congress to deal with Obamacare. The cunning majority leader managed to act through reconciliation, avoiding the need to nuke the filibuster, and within a month, President Trump had repealed and replaced his predecessor's singular achievement. Then the president solved his Ted Cruz problem by nominating his opponent to the Supreme Court. McConnell was then forced to invoke the Reid rule and confirm him by a simple majority. When Justice Ginsburg retired later in 2017 due to health concerns, the president appointed Texas Supreme Court Justice and noted Twitter user Don Willett. The two young Texans would proceed to stiffen the judiciary's wavering fidelity to the Constitution, helped in no small part by the nearly 100 new judges on the lower courts appointed and confirmed within the first few months of the new administration. Trump, never the master dealmaker, having thrown two huge bones to conservatives, demanded and received something in return, a huge bill to rebuild infrastructure while helping the left-behind Americans who trusted him with their votes. Shovel-ready projects. The president was not simply shoveling money to cronies. He demanded results. Airports, harbors, highways. This former developer took a personal interest in the projects, overseeing their planning and execution, even firing several administrators who were not cutting it. He did not tolerate delays or extended timelines. He said, "We won World War II in 3.5 years, so this highway is getting rebuilt in 1, and if you can't do it, I'll find someone who can." Critically, the president would visit locations of these projects to announce them, especially in inner cities, which he made a personal priority. Surrounded by community leaders, business people, and religious figures, he would assure the people that the local projects were going to be built by local people, and he ensured that each project budgeted funds to train the displaced and unemployed to do much of the work. "We're not just building new lanes for the 405 freeway," he told a mostly minority crowd in Inglewood, California. "We're building a new workforce." This was repeated in urban communities across the country, and in 2020, he took an astonishing 30% of the black vote. Included as part of his infrastructure initiative, so the Democrats dared not obstruct it, was a provision to start building the wall. Not later, not something down the road, but now. Thanks to language that barred court challenges based on environmental and other laws, a hard-headed President Trump was in El Paso on April 1, 2017, turning over the first ceremonial shovel of dirt. And on October 2017, he was back in El Paso for the dedication of the first 50-mile segment of the border wall, on time and under budget. And we also went back to work rebuilding the military. Secretary Jim Talent took the focus of transphobia awareness and put it back on combat readiness. Commanders in the field received the support they needed to defeat the cancer that was ISIS, not just the bare minimum necessary to keep it off front pages. Secretary of State John Bolton patched up relations with wary allies and put potential adversaries on notice that the days of America leading from behind were behind us. And United Nations Ambassador Rick Grenell steadfastly stood up for Americans side by side with Israel against the corrupt dictatorships and progressive posers in the General Assembly, and slowly the contempt for America that Obama's weakness had engendered turned to a very healthy respect. Trump went on to keep other promises, tax cuts, better trade deals, rollbacks of regulations. On day one in office, he fired every senior official in the government. There would be no liberal holdover staying on to help. Then he held his appointees accountable to fulfill his priorities, to clean up and depoliticize the DOJ, the IRS, to focus the Department of Education on education instead of mail bashing. These and other things are what led to the success of President Donald Trump. Stay tuned. I just got back from the future. We'll be right back.
stated goal is to be the best, you know your product will need to be superb. Primary Weapons uses the best manufacturing process and parts available. Clean, efficient operation due to their piston-driven system. While maintaining the perfect weight, Primary Weapons is first and foremost a company comprised of shooters looking to produce the most effective weapon possible. While pleasing to the eye, this is lethal functionality achieved. PrimaryWeapons.com. The highest quality, fair priced, because it's time.
Looking for the perfect gift for the gun owner on your list? Alien Gear Holsters is proud to offer the most comfortable concealable holsters on the planet. Grab an award-winning Cloak Duck 3.0, starting at just $43.88. This American-made holster is designed with a comfortable form-fitting neoprene and a spring steel core for enhanced retention. Its slim profile and tuckable design is perfect for concealed carry. Learn more at AlienGearHolsters.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spell P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com and use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-441-9833. Again, that's 1-800-441-9833.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you. After you defend yourself, studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection, This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Indeed. AmmunitionDepot.com. If I have somebody on the Minnesota side of the board, type in. I put something in the stack. If you check that out, I need to send some information to you. Watching these recent anti-Trump post-victory riots on television and the temper tantrums on social media, it became obvious that without divine intervention, the ever-fearful millennial generation will become known as America's lost generation. Let me type this in here real quick. If I can spell it. There you go. I'll send it to you after the next break. When we go into the next break. I've been forced to face fears before against my will. And I can say with some authority that while everything you fear will probably never come to pass, those things which do can make you better. Crybabies, the last thing the crybabies need right now are safe spaces. During his first inaugural address in 1933, President Franklin D. Roosevelt spoke to fear before a justifiably fear-ridden nation during the Great Depression, telling them, the only thing we have to fear is fear itself. Fear is a feeling. It's an emotion. It is not something that manifests itself. The only way it manifests itself is due to extrasensory stuff coming into you. What you feel, what you hear, what you see, that kind of thing. Depression-era Americans were dealing with real fears like massive unemployment, homelessness, and starvation. Families lucky enough to have jobs lost 40% of their income. Many people lost all of their savings when banks collapsed, leaving millions homeless and hungry, resulting in a 50% rise in parents turn their kids over to custodial institutions to prevent starvation. Additionally, upwards of 250,000 kids too young to leave home hitchhiked or rode the train rails in search of work or a better place to survive, unlike today's coddled snowflakes blessed with full bellies and equipped with the latest iPhone, who are currently in meltdown due to groundless fears over a duly elected president. After the election, the despondent snowflakes lit up social media with their fear-filled updates about the world ending and how a Trump presidency would ignite racism. Meanwhile, many so-called love Trump's hate Trump haters were burning cities, vandalizing cars, and attacking innocent bystanders, sometimes simply because they were white, or, God forbid, a Republican. Fear of offending peers also caused them to remain silent when Twitter accounts erupted with calls for the assassination of President-elect Trump and Vice President-elect Pence. The idea that black Americans can be racist, too, is lost on them, even after viewing the YouTube video of a mob of black thugs pummeling an elderly white man to the ground, savagely delivering repeated blows to his head while voices in the background taunted, "You voted Donald Trump. Don't vote Trump." Some other stuff, too. Our snowflakes also acknowledge fear over Trump's take on immigration, although their coolest president ever, President Barack Hussein Obama, deported more people than any other president's administration in history, according to ABC News. Some are so frightened by Trump's victory, they believe people must die, like the young Latina woman on cable news who said, "There will be casualties on both sides because people have to die. Trump, enough of your racism. Stop splitting families. Don't split my family." Now, apparently because Obama's black, or actually, you know, two-tone, whatever you want to call him, he can't be labeled racist for deporting more than 2.5 million people between 2009 and 2015. Trump's words about borders and legal immigration send our delicate snowflakes into their respective safe places when they aren't throwing temper tantrums. They have no clue that their safe spaces aren't safe if ISIS sympathizers come a-calling, as they've vowed to do. They fear a man who promises to make their safe spaces safer when he curtails the terrorism that skyrocketed domestically and worldwide under their hero, Obama. Apart from a relative few, logic and rational thought is all but lost on what is at this point America's lost generation, especially compared to America's greatest generation, whose young people faced real fears, survived the Great Depression, then lined up in droves to fight in World War II. Or like the Generation Xers, who were predominantly the major heroes after the September 11th terrorist attacks as leaders of Flight 93's revolt, first responders in New York City, and patriots who joined the military to fight. In sharp contrast, and just as FDR alluded in his fateful first speech, too many millennials have allowed nameless, unreasoning, unjustified terror to prevent needed efforts to convert retreat into advance. I wish I were addressing a group of millennials right now. Because what I would tell them is that it's not as bad as you think it is. All of these things that you're talking about, all these institutions and concepts are actually backed by people, but they're people like me. And people like me are not going to let anything happen to people like you. And we're not going to let anything happen to people that are innocent. We're not going to let anything happen to people that are just, you know, people. If they're illegal immigrants, well, gee, they're breaking the law, they got to go. If they're trying to immigrate the right way, we'll help them every way we can. Just because you don't think or somebody's told you that the immigration system is broken doesn't necessarily mean it is that way. So please take a moment and control yourselves. Take a moment, control yourselves, and put aside your fear, and let's let things happen before you lose your mind. Because I can assure you right now, whatever you're afraid of right now is most certainly still going to come to pass. And nobody's excluding you from being a part of that. And it isn't bad. I would never be part of something bad, millennials. So please, just take a moment. Just take a second. Because believe me, if everything you're saying were true, you wouldn't be around to hear us, to hear me telling you this. We would have already taken care of you. Already have taken care of you. And that's not part of our game plan. No. The tent's big. It is inclusive. You are invited. And you're not having to give up any of your principles. You just have to listen for a second and put aside your fear. Or you can be the lost generation. It doesn't matter to me. I'll continue to do what I...
What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard hit more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. you can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross! And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
All right, welcome back. You see what I put in the comrades there? Nod. Thank you, sir. Thank you so much. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Indeed it is. And you should be going there to get it right now, because we're still going to see a little bit of an ammo crunch. Don't kid yourselves about that. But coming from the desk of Rob Morse, we have this. See, we got a new president going to the White House. This is a time that we as Second Amendment advocates can look forward and maybe see a little daylight at the end of the tunnel. He has said that he will defend our rights to keep and bear arms. He can help us as honest gun owners from the Oval Office without the fear of the legislature. In fact, he can help us as soon as he takes office. Obama made dozens of anti-gun executive orders, and those orders change legal interpretation of law and executive agency policy. Executive orders can be rescinded by the next president. The effects reach from the Department of Justice, the State Department, the CDC, and the U.S. Post Office. On his first day in office, Trump could stop the abuse of our military veterans. Their right to self-defense is taken away by our own Veterans Administration. Many veterans ask for help managing their finances. The military veteran may be traveling and out of the country. They may need medical treatment that makes it hard to handle their day-to-day fiduciary responsibilities. Asking for help is the responsible thing to do. But no matter the reason they ask, the VA says that asking for help with your finances indicates mental degradation so severe that the veteran is a danger to himself or others. And they then report these veterans to the FBI so they cannot have guns in the home. Veterans are treated like felons, so their families probably disarmed as well. Trump can fix that on his first day in office. He could, he can fix that right away. Obama did the same thing to Social Security recipients that the VA did to military veterans. He can fix that. And he's only been in office for 2 days. Obama's attorney general ignored a law called the Firearm Owners Protection Act. The act allows gun owners to safely travel from state to state without being harassed by local and law enforcement. Anti-gun states like New Jersey routinely violate that act. And Trump can change that on day three with instructions to his attorney general. President Trump can order his military senior officers to allow soldiers to carry for their own defense. He does not need enabling legislation. That's not something that needs an act of Congress. He can stop the anti-rights propaganda coming from the CDC. All of this he can do in his first week. The State Department blocks return of old U.S. military rifles and pistols to the U.S. Those same firearms are legally owned by the U.S. today. Donald Trump can end the ban by voiding existing executive orders. He can also allow the import of arms that have been capriciously declared to have no sporting purpose. Another day and another infringement removed. The U.S. State Department said that any gunsmith who cuts metal is a firearms exporter and so requires an export license. They are not, and Trump can fix that. President Trump can call off the ATF. They had clear orders to put small gun shops out of business over the smallest of paperwork violations. President Trump can fully fund the National Instant Background Check System. Funded it every hour of every day. And that said, please use the president's bully pulpit to call out those states that don't enter their criminal and mental health records into NICS. Maybe he could hold back their highway funds. Could honest gun owners that are carrying guns that are fully vetted by every avenue that a state offers possibly walk into a post office carrying a gun? Is that okay? And get the post office to be able to ship guns too, could you? President Trump should instruct his attorney general to enter into sue and settle decrees for interstate commerce of firearms and recognizing concealed carry license across state lines. That wouldn't be too bad for his first 3 weeks in office now, would it? Other actions may require legislative assistance, but President Trump can't and won't hide on those actions. But now we're going to get to see what he's really going to be about. Because that's just some stuff he's being told right now. And believe me, he's listening. He's got somebody from the NRA talking to him, too. I'm sure of it. Now then. One thing that has come out of this election is all of a sudden there's a lot of liberals who are like, I might need my Second Amendment rights. So for the liberals, I say to this to you. I'm a non-practicing Republican. I don't even know if I would call myself a conservative anymore based upon what I saw some of the conservatives doing. But I am fairly knowledgeable on guns. I know you don't know anything about them, and I'm not saying this to gloat over your loss, but I disliked all of your presidential candidates. I disliked most of the ones on my side. Judging by your social media over the last few days, many of you have been utterly terrified that your government might turn tyrannical or that evil people will now be emboldened to hurt you. I'm going to let you in on a little thing that the other half of the country is familiar with to keep those unlikely yet catastrophic events from happening.
This, my lefty friends, is called the Second Amendment. We just went through a war against the tyrannical government. Sort of like the one the founders went through, except they actually fought people. They understood that governments can go bad, so they made sure to note our God-given right. Yes, you are born with the right to defend yourself, to keep and bear arms in order to make that possible. Second Amendment isn't about hunting or sporting purposes or having weapons that you can... It's about having, you know, a weapon you can fight with. And you get a couple of added bonuses. You can protect yourself against the tyrannical government, but that means you're a lot better equipped to deal with any common criminal who decides to invade your safe space. Now, before I get into the details of how to enjoy your newly discovered Second Amendment right, let me just say that I get that you're sad and angry and bitter and fearful. Just like me, though, you'll get over it. The really hyperbolic freakouts about literally Hitler make you sound like the Alex Jones crowd, worried that Obama is going to do something that you don't like. Didn't you accuse one of my co-broadcasters of being crazy? Well, you know what? Everything he said was based upon a truth. Everything I think about you has been based upon a truth. But no matter. I can only speak for me. When we get back, I'm going to tell you how to exercise your Second Amendment right, fearful, safe space, snowflake, progressives. I don't want you to live in fear. My oath covered you too. I'm going to help you. I'm going to give you the information that you can take and actually utilize. And you're going to discover another thing called self-reliance. And it's almost going to be as much fun as the Second Amendment. But you'll see when we get back. This is Lock and Load.
Attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
And welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Indeed. Check them out, AmmunitionDepot.com. When we left off, we were telling the progressives about the joys of the Second Amendment. Let me continue that now, liberals. Liberals, this is for you. Now listen. First thing you got to do is take a deep breath and relax. Your friends and neighbors are the same as they were 2 weeks ago. The vast majority weren't voting because of racism. They voted against the status quo and a really unlikable Democrat. And no, they aren't going to round you up into a cattle car. But in the event they do, let's get you prepared. First thing you have to understand is what a gun is for. A far more likely threat you're going to face is going to be a violent criminal who would assault, rape, or murder you. You need to know how to deal with them. Many of you have been sharing every secondhand account, rumor, and urban legend about some random doofus in Sonambulant, Wisconsin, or Bumfight, Louisiana, shouting an ethnic slur or spray-painting a swastika on a wall. Newsflash, in a country with a third of a billion people, some percentage of them are going to be rectal orifices. I hate to break it to you that way, but the rectal orifices were there before. They will be there forever. Just right now, the news has a self-serving incentive to report about these rectal orifices in particular. Never again will you hear a radio show where that is said four or five times like I just said it. But you know what? You're not a marginalized Mexican transnational, transsexual Muslim. I know that anybody can be marginalized if they walk into the wrong neighborhood. Violence can happen to any of us. And it does all the time. And whether your odds of being a victim are good or bad, it still sucks when you draw the short straw and somebody tries to hurt you. So whoever you are correct to be concerned for your safety. Congratulations, that's the first part of changing things. Anybody can be attacked, and everyone should be prepared to deal with this. Now, since this is addressed to liberals, spare me the usual nonsense about victim blaming. We don't have time for that. If you're banking on the goodwill of evil people to keep you safe, you're a sucker. And if I urge you to look both ways before crossing the street, I'm not victim blaming. I'm trying to keep you from being stupid and getting hit by a bus. Now, whether you're being attacked because some jerk doesn't like your headscarf and you voted for Hillary, or getting pulled out of your car and beaten because the local hooliganry thinks you voted for Trump, or some dude with no coherent political philosophy behind you, voices in his head, beyond the voices in his head, told him to murder you and rape your dog, it doesn't matter. There are evil people in the world, and they will hurt you simply because it amuses them. So, now you know about that, what do you do? Regardless of what you worship, who you love, or your skin tone, you have the unalienable right to self-defense. The Second Amendment is an equal opportunity amendment. Calling the police is awesome. If they get there in time, they will be happy to save you. But that's assuming they get there in time. Violent encounters usually happen very quickly. Good police response time is measured in minutes. You can be dead in seconds. Plus, your side is the one that doesn't trust the cops anyway. It isn't Republicans out there protesting the police, so why is it you expect agents of the state to risk their lives to save you? Out of gratitude? What most of us on the right side of the country understand is that the responsible adults need to be able to defend themselves. That means owning guns and learning how to use them. And to be fair, many of you on the left have also come to the same conclusion already, but you have to keep that opinion to yourselves so the rest of them don't yell at you, right? Unarmed self-defense is great when it works. I'm training in it right now. And the learning curve after decades of being involved in it off and on is daunting. I'm a fan of it. Less lethal devices like pepper spray are great if they work. But they don't always work. Guns will work every time. Now, you take more bullets than normal, but you know it'll work. You've probably been taught that guns are frightening murder rods, just itching to go and shoot up a school or something like that. You want to survive. You need to get over that. I know that most of the stuff liberals think they know about firearms is flat out wrong. I'm here to tell you, as a retired military kind of guy, as somebody who trained to hurt my fellow man, everything that the Occupy Democratic memes have taught you is incorrect. Whatever you think you know, throw those preconceived notions out the door because it's probably biased garbage. The other part of it, the bad part, firearms are not magic. They're neither evil nor good. They're just tools that throw a projectile, and that's it. No voodoo and ball. They're items that allow a physically weak person to survive a confrontation against somebody who is stronger. Or there's more of them. Or whatever other nightmare scenario unfolds in front of you. I know many of you are scared of guns, but just think of them like fire extinguishers, but for murderers. Self-defense, how does that work? Self-defense works when you're out there and you're not bothering anybody. You're where you can be, lawfully be, legally be, and somebody tries to attack you. Or somebody tries to attack somebody in front of you or hurt somebody in front of you. This is when you can practice legal self-defense. Short version is that in order to be justified in using lethal force against another human being, they need to be demonstrating the ability to seriously harm you, the opportunity to do so, and acting in a manner that a reasonable person would believe that is an immediate threat, like, I don't know, pounding your head into the pavement. That's a pretty good clue. You don't just shoot somebody walking down the street, no matter whether it's stand your ground, castle doctrine, castle grounds, stand your doctrine, whatever it's called, you just don't do that. Now, if somebody is dressed entirely in Confederate flags and walks up and screams, "Die, gay abortion vegan," and tries to stab you with his commemorative Heinrich Himmler SS dagger, it is game on. You are free and clear to engage this person. Guns are a very simple tool, too. They just what they're doing is in their chamber, they're going to control an explosion. It's going to force a projectile out. It's going to hit a rifle barrel. It's going to make it spin. That's going to keep it on target. It's going to go downrange and hit the target. Prior to you learning all of that other stuff, you need to learn the four basic rules about how to handle a firearm and then learn them, live them, know them. If you have one within driving distance, you need to go to a local range and move all over the place and shoot in all kinds of things. The NRA was actually started by Union Army officers to train recently freed blacks how to defend themselves against the Democrat KKK. Did you know that, liberals? Now, for those of you in the LGBT, WTFBBQ community, in the aftermath of the Orlando Pulse nightclub shooting, a transsexual started Operation Blazing Sword. It is a network of firearms instructors across the country who are volunteering to help out gay and trans people who are new to guns to learn about basic safety and firearms familiarization. If that's your cup of tea, go. You're not going to see me giving you any trouble about that. Now, if you haven't blocked all of them out yet for having a dissenting opinion, you can ask your gun-owning friends and family for advice. I would still recommend talking to experts about it because they're not going to know your background and they're going to give you some unbiased stuff. But a professional is a professional, okay? Go seek them out. Gun laws and how to buy a gun, well, it's pretty simple if you are if you're somebody that hasn't broken the law. If you can be vetted, then you're going to be able to buy a gun. Now, it's not, you know, Glocks are not easier to get than books. But a free man can buy, except in certain places here in the United States. Like if you're trying to buy a gun in Chicago, you're probably going to need to leave Chicago. But after you've done all that, you need to learn how to shoot. And that doesn't work like it does in the movies. There are a lot of people out there who train you. The more you shoot, the more you train, the more comfortable you will become. Your confidence will grow. And if something awful happens, you can be part of the solution instead of just another victim. Training gets expensive. Government regulations have driven up the cost of ammunition, you know, those guys that you talked about. And what about doomsday? Well, I'm not worried about doomsday if I have to face your side. Okay, so doomsday is not, you know, your side is the tyrants. But now you understand what the framers meant when they put the Second Amendment out there. It's a kill switch on the Republic. And everyone with a clue prays that we'll never have to use it. Coming up next is Sean Maloney. We'll be right back.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Think education has to be boring? Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset Jeans, here to wish you all a Merry Christmas. For over 20 years, we have built a loyal customer base with 100% American-made jeans featuring enhanced fit, comfort, durability, and style. Today, all of our inventory is discounted by 20%, so don't delay. Enjoy a wonderful shopping experience at Gusset.com. Thanks for keeping our American dream alive, the original Diamond Gusset Jean.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, Numana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only Numana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the Numana difference.
America-made food storage.